Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, June 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Villers-Bocage. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another fascinating episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we take a deep dive into a different Wikipedia article each episode and explore it in depth. Today's episode is particularly intriguing as we delve into a pivotal moment in World War II, the Battle of Villers-Bocage. If you've never heard of it, don't worry. This complex and gripping event offers plenty to explore. The Battle of Villers-Bocage, which took place on June 13, 1944, was a significant engagement between British and German forces during the Battle of Normandy. Now let's set the stage a bit for why this battle is noteworthy. Picture this. It's just a week after D-Day, when Allied forces made their historic landings on the beaches of Normandy. The Allies have a toehold on continental Europe, but the German forces are by no means defeated. In this fierce conflict, adaptability, bravery, and strategy were tested to the limits. The main focus of the Battle of Villers-Bocage revolves around the British 7th Armored Division, famously known as the Desert Rats. These tenacious soldiers had a reputation forged in the deserts of North Africa and would soon face one of their most challenging enemies. The D-Day landings had been relatively successful, but it was crucial to advance further into France to destabilize German defensive lines. And that brings us to Villers-Bocage. The 7th Armored Division, under the command of Major General George Erskine, was tasked with advancing to the town of Villers-Bocage and then pushing further to eventually encircle German forces in the region. Seizing this town wasn't just about capturing another dot on the map. It was a strategic move aimed at securing more advantageous ground. However, things rarely go according to plan in warfare. What's gripping about this story is how it unfolds with the unexpected appearance of Michael Wittmann, a highly skilled German tank commander. Wittmann was in command of a Tiger I tank unit, and on that fateful day, he achieved an extraordinary feat of tactical brilliance that has been the subject of much debate and study. As the 7th Armored Division advanced towards Villers-Bocage, Wittmann and his Tigers were lying in wait. They knew the terrain like the back of their hand, and Wittmann took full advantage of this. In what can only be described as a lightning-fast and highly effective ambush, Wittmann's unit wreaked havoc on the British columns, destroying numerous vehicles and contributing to a temporary halt in the Allied advance. Pause for a moment and think about this. Imagine being part of that harrowing experience. One minute you're advancing confidently, and the next, chaos ensues. It's not just a series of military maneuvers. It's the harrowing reality of war, laden with instantaneous decisions that can mean life or death. But was Wittmann's impact as decisive as it seemed? Some historians argue that his actions were a tactical success, but had limited strategic effect. The Allies, after absorbing this initial shock, quickly regrouped. One of the most commendable aspects of this skirmish was how the British forces showed resilience. Despite the heavy losses, they adapted their strategy, pulling back to reassess and fortifying their positions for future engagements. Think about the sheer adaptability required in such situations. What would you do if your plan fell apart in moments? It's a testament to the ingenuity and resolve of the soldiers involved on both sides. The aftermath of the battle saw the town of Villers-Bocage destroyed and many lives lost, but it also exemplified the brutal and often chaotic nature of warfare. As we look back, the Battle of Villers-Bocage becomes more than just a military engagement. It embodies lessons in strategy, resilience, and the unpredictable nature of human conflict. One thing to ponder about is this: how often do we adapt our strategies in daily life when faced with the unexpected? Whether it's career challenges, personal tribulations, or global events, the ability to stay flexible and resilient can alter the course of one's personal battles. Let's reflect further on some human elements of the stories like Wittmann. He wasn't just a cog in the war machine. He was an individual, highly skilled and passionate about his role. Though his actions served the broader aims of the German military, Understanding his motivations and the pressures he faced can offer a nuanced perspective on how wars are fought by individuals, not just armies. On the flip side, consider Major General George Erskine and his Desert Rats. Their journey didn't end at Villers-Bocage. Their ability to regroup, rethink, and re-engage is a powerful reminder of human perseverance. War stories often focus on the winners or decisive moments, but the narratives of resilience and continued effort are equally compelling. What stood out to you in this recounting of the Battle of Villers-Bocage? Was it the unexpected ambush, the resilience of the Allied forces, or perhaps the contrasting perspectives of individual soldiers? These elements all knit together to create a rich tapestry of history, strategy, and human experiences. Here's a call to action. After this episode, take a moment to read more about the individuals involved in the Battle of Villers-Bocage. Learn about their backgrounds, their personal stories, and how they contributed to the events of that day. Understanding history through the lens of personal narratives can provide a deeper, more empathetic view of the past. And so, as we wrap up today's episode of Wikipedia, remember that history is not just about dates and data. It's about people, their decisions, their sacrifices, and their stories. Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode where we'll uncover yet another fascinating article from the vast world of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Villers-Bocage. Thanks for listening. See you next time.